For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. The saga of the problem-plagued V.C. Summer nuclear project continues to play out, but its future, if it has one, will be determined by some critical decisions expected to be made over the next couple of months. Two new nuclear reactors are under construction by SCNG and state-owned utility Santee Cooper at SCNG's Summer Plant some 25 miles north of Columbia in Fairfield County. The facility is years behind schedule and running billions of dollars over cost estimates. And late last year, the primary contractor for the project, Westinghouse, filed for bankruptcy. Together, SCNG and Santee Cooper provide electricity to 2.5 million customers in the state. Citing anticipated need, work began in 2009 on the two reactors at Summer, with the first one expected to have been completed by 2016. Since then, the original $4.5 billion construction price has risen to around $14 billion. Professor Robert Bachman at the USC Law School is a utility law expert.
If you look at the experiences that utility companies have had in terms of designing, engineering, and constructing nuclear generating facilities, delays, cost overruns have just been inherent in every one of them.
Because of the financial risk involved with building new generating facilities, nuclear plants in particular, the state legislature in 2007 passed a law that allows a utility, in this case SCNG, to, after approval by state regulators, begin building a facility and have its customers pay the cost of financing the construction as it is being built. Again, Professor Robert Bachman.
The utility company has to provide anticipated construction schedules and estimated capital costs consistent with that schedule, and they allow for specific contingencies. During the construction period, those schedules can be and are modified, and rates can change, the recovery of costs can change as a result of that.
And as a result of those schedule changes and cost increases, residential customers of the two utilities have already paid over $2 billion towards the project via increases in their utility bills. For SCNG customers, it's estimated about 18% of their monthly bills go toward the project. Last fall, SCNG reached an agreement with the state's public watchdog office and the electric co-ops in the state, which buy their power from Santee Cooper, to cap future rate increases tied to the Summer project. Now, with the bankruptcy of Westinghouse, SCNG is facing major financial decisions about the plant's future. Should it go forward as planned, continue with a scaled-back version, or perhaps even be abandoned? If it does continue the project, parties to the settlement that capped future rate increases say they will insist that SCNG honor the agreement. Duke Scott is head of the State Office of Regulatory Staff.
So we think the settlement agreement should stand. And so if it comes down to the ratepayers paying it or somebody else paying it, we don't think it should be the ratepayers, because we got an agreement that those prices won't go up.
In a statement, SCANA, SCNG's parent company, said it, along with Santee Cooper, is continuing to evaluate the project and looking for what it calls the most prudent path forward. It hopes to make a decision on how to proceed before the end of the year. Meanwhile, the State Public Service Commission is scheduled to hold a hearing in October on a request by environmental groups that the state order the project halted and that reparations be made to utility customers who have been paying for its construction. The state public watchdog agency is on record supporting the hearing. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.